小朋友。
There was once a children.
那么呢，他家里面也养了一条小狗。小狗。
So he has a small dog in her house.
那么这
his house.
这条狗呢，是白色的。
And it is a white colored dog.
所以呢，他就叫他白白。
So he called him, well, in Chinese word like white, so 白白。
那么呢，这个小朋友呢，跟这个白白的感情很好。
And this little kid has a very good relationship with the dog.
有一天，小孩子去上学了。
And one day when the kid went to the school,
那么白白的忽然间呢，在家里面死掉了。
And for some reason, 白白 died.
妈妈就很担心。
So the mother was very worried.
她怎么？她怕这个小孩呢承受不了这个消息。
And she's so worried that the kid cannot withstand the bad news.
小孩子呢，他就放学回家。
As the kid came home,
妈妈还是照实的告诉他，这个事情。
And mom has to be truthful to the kid.
她就说，白白死了。
And she told him.Bye bye has died.
孩子，小孩子听了以后呢，他没有什么反应，就出去玩了。
And the kid didn't quite respond to anything. She just he just go out and play again.
到吃晚饭的时候呢，他又回家。
So at dinner time,
他回家，小孩子回家。
Oh, so at dinner time, as a boy came home.
怎么呢？这个小孩子呢，就在家里面。到处都找这个白白。
And he searched for the dog throughout the whole house.
那么妈妈就觉得很奇怪了。
And the mother feel pretty strange.
妈妈就说，白白死了。
And she told him again that 白白 has died.
那么这个小孩子就哭得不得了。
And the kid, and the boy weep out loud.
那么妈妈就不明白，问他一个问题。
And mom couldn't understand, so she asked him.
她说。你放学的时候，我不是告诉你白白死了吗
？I have told you before, like when you came home from school, and I told you that 白白 is dead.
为什么你当时不哭，你现在才哭呢
？But why didn't you react? But until right now.
这个孩子就回答说。
And the kid responded.
我以为你说爸爸死了。
I thought you mean 爸爸 is dead.
那今天是父亲节。
Father, yeah. So, today is Father's Day.
那我们的了解，做一个父亲呢，其实是不容易的。
And we all understand that being a father isn't easy.
那刚刚 Raymond 就问了，你今天有没有煮早餐给你爸爸吃啊，送花啊这些？小孩子都望着你，什么都没有。
So just like what Raymond have.Ask the kids, and did you do anything today? Give your father a flower. Have you done anything today? That's his Father's Day, and the kid was just staring at him. And
很多时候，
nothing.
你花一生的精力去养育你的小孩。
And as you spend your whole life, you devoted your whole strength, and you raise your kids.
但是父母的地位很多时候。北不像一条狗。
And many times we realize that we our status as a parent cannot even compare with a dog.
那为什么会这样子呢
？And so why is such a thing happen?
那特别就是连我们基督徒的家庭也是有这样子的事情发生过。
Even that these also happen in a Christian family.
耶稣不是应许我们基督徒？他来要赐给我们更丰盛的生命吗
？So didn't Jesus actually promise, and he say that I came so that they may have a life and have abundantly?
你信主的时候，人家不是说告诉你，你信耶稣就有平安喜乐吗
？So like when you believe in Jesus, when you become a Christian, didn't you hear that people tell you that you will have peace, you will have all these promises?
那今天我希望用旧约的一卷书。四世纪来回答以上的问题。
And today, I hopefully, I through the book of Josh, I want to explain about why these happen.
以后呢，我们每一个月会有一次看四世纪的机会。
And as the following weeks, and also months, we will spend one Sunday to look at the book of Josh.
我们会我叫这个系列呢叫半信人。
Today I call today's topic as half-hearted people.
我们会从以色列失败的经历里面吸取他们的教训。
We want to learn from the lessons of how the Israelites failed.
我们今天要看的从第一章第一节到三章的第六节。
And today we look at chapter 1, from chapter 1 and all the way to chapter 3, verse 6.
这一段其实是四世纪的一个 introduction,
and this was actually the preface of the book of Judges.
他告诉你全个故事, 就是以色列人失败的主要的原因。
And it tells you about the main reason of why the Israelites fell.
所以呢, 特别我们刚刚读到的第二章的时候呢, 记载了耶和华的四节, 从基甲上到波金。
As on the Chapter 2, verse 1, the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said,
那你知道呢,耶和华的四节呢,就是主耶稣在旧约出现的时候,圣经就会形容他是耶和华的四节。
So as the word, the angel of the Lord represent the messengers when they appear, that's how they're being described.
所以你可以说是神亲自的来到以色列人面前向他们讲话。
And you can also say that the Lord actually, God actually came among the Israelites and spoke to them.
这个是一个很重要的时刻。
And this is a very important moment.
那么呢,在 第一节里面, 里面呢,这个四节就说了,我使你们从埃及上来,领你们到我向你们列祖起誓应许之地。 我又说我永不废弃与你们所立的约，你们也不可与这地的居民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。你们竟没有听我从我的话，为何这样行呢？
As the verse continue, I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land I swore to give to your ancestors. I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall not make a covenant with the people of this land. But you shall break down their altars, yet you have disobeyed me. Why have you done this?
神的意思就是神曾经跟以色列人立约。
So what God means that he has a covenant and he has promises with the Israelites.
应许给他们现在的这个巴勒斯坦这块地。
And he promised to give them the land, which is what in today's the Palestine, the land of Palestine.
那么呢,圣经形容呢,
and the Bible describes that this, the Canaan is a land of Canaan, is a land of milk and honey.
换句话说呢,你可以享受这个地,你的人,你要吃什么都有的,在这块地上面。
In other words, God tells them that you can enjoy this land, you can eat, you will have enjoyment of many things.
还有呢,神提醒他们,我的确就是守我的约啊,我把你们从埃及里面领出来,带到你们去这块地。
And God also, in a way, telling them that I did fulfill my promises and I brought you guys out from Egypt and I brought you into the land of Canaan.
但是神说,你们却没有听我的话,你们却 返回你的约。
But God tells, in another way, God tells them that you disobey and you did not fulfill what you promised.
那如果你从 四世纪我们刚刚读的这段圣经开始看的时候, 其实神前之长又不是完全对我。
And however, when you go back, as we go back to the verse we read about the book of Judges, and you realize that whatever God said isn't really as 100% true.
原因就是呢,以色列人的确有去攻打这些迦南人。
And for the fact that the Israelites did go to the battle and attack the Canaanites.
我想这个就是呢,以色列人的问题,也是我们的问题。
So, and I realize that this is a problem of the Israelites and it's also ours.
这个就是为什么我形容他们是半心人。
This is why I describe them as a half-hearted people.
他第一个表现呢,就是他们顺服,但是没有完全的顺服。
And the first thing that as a manifest is that they did actually obey, but they did not obey fully.
那你看呢,犹大支派呢,去攻打迦南人。
And we saw that the tribe of Judah went and attacked the Canaanites.
神就与他们同在。
So and God was with them.
第四节呢讲到呢，他们攻打一个地方叫北士。
And in verse 4 that it describes and it says that they attack a place called Bezek.
那么呢他们的王啊其实是曾经打败40个其他的王的。
And the king of Bezek actually have defeated more than 70 kings.
所以但是神还是把这个王交给以色列人。
And but God still put this king into the hand of Israelites.
第八节呢讲到以色列人攻打耶路撒冷。
And the verse 4, it says that the Israelites once again attacked the Jerusalem.
第十节讲到他们攻取了这个希伯伦。
And they also attacked the Canaanites living in Hebron.
那希伯伦呢是犹大支派这块地里面最高的山。
And this place of Hebron is actually is the highest hill in this land of Canaan.
你知道从前呢，如果你建一个城堡，你在最越高的山呢，就越难给人攻破。
And you know that in the ancient time, that as the higher as the land is, the city is, it is harder to take down.
但是以色列人还是一样能够把他们拿下来。
But once again, the Israelites had no problem to defeat them.
十二节里面呢记载了一个地方呢叫基利斯斯菲斯夫斯夫。
So and there's at one place it called Kiria Sefer.
那这个城市呢，就是从前民数记里面记载这些阿那人住在的地方。
So and this is actually the city where mentioned in the book of Numbers, that's where the people of Anna live.
那你知道以色列人呢，当时见到他们就觉得他们是巨人，所以呢就没有进去这个迦南地。
So be specific, what happened was when Israelites saw them last time, they were actually giants, very tall people.
但是现在他们也把这个城市拿下来。
So, but right now they also took down this city.
所以你见到一个事情呢，就是神的确是守他的约，他保守以色列人，特别就是犹大人呢，能够把这些城市都拿下来。
And you realize that God did fulfill His promises, and He protect and He got His people to defeat all these and take down the land.
所以到十九节呢，里面呢，他就简直说，耶和华与犹大同在，犹大就赶出上帝的居民，只是不能赶出平原的居民，因为他们有铁车。
And the verse continue on 19, the Lord was with the men of Judah. They took possession of the hill country, but they were unable to drive the people from the plains, because they had chariots fitted with iron.
十九节里面呢告诉了我们一件事情。
And in verse 19, it tells us one thing.
迦南人的科技比起以色列人先进。
And the Canaanite has much better technology than the Israelites.
四世纪就是发生在铜器时代，到铁器时代的这个转折的时代。
And the book of Joshua happened at the Bronze Age in transition to the Iron Age.
你看那迦南人呢，当时他们已经有铁车。
And you realize that the Canaanites already have the chariots that is fitted with iron.
平原上面你要打败这样子有铁车的国家是很困难的。
And in a plain battlefield, you want to defeat a country with this technology is pretty hard.
很有可能你就要牺牲。
And in many ways, as many people have to sacrifice.
所以十九节就说犹大不能赶出他们。
So and you see in verse 19 that Judah cannot; they were unable to drive the people out.
其实我们基督徒信主以后呢，其实也好像也是以色列人一样。
So Christian like us, many ways that we are just like the Israelites.
很多时候你会发觉呢，当你刚信主的时候呢，神好像特别祝福我们的。
And you may realize that at the moment when you first believe in Jesus, and you found that okay, God bless you in many ways.
特别就是呢，你在你的成圣生活的改变上面呢，你会留意得到。
And especially in the path of your sanctification, you'll realize that.
很多人比方说他信主之前抽烟很厉害。
For example, some people have smoking, and then they
但是他信主以后马上可以把抽烟的事情戒掉。
But the moment right after the belief in Jesus, they were able to quit smoking like immediately.
我也记得从前我还没信主的时候，虽然是小孩子，但是这个出言未语呢，是我的一个习惯。
So, and I also realized that even when I was young, I already know how to swear.
但是我信了耶稣以后呢，很自然的这些也改过来。
But after I believe in Jesus, I also be able to get rid of that like naturally.
很多事情你刚信主的时候，的改变它好像很容易一样。
And as you realize that when you first believe in Jesus, and you realize that many change was pretty easy.
但是你总有一天呢，你发觉呢，你有一些习惯呢，就好像你遇见迦南的铁切一样，是很困难都改不过来。
And then as the time goes, you realize that there are many things, many habits. It's just like how you look at the chariots, the iron chariots of the cannon is pretty difficult to defeat.
你需要长时间的忍耐去努力，还有呢，你很可能呢要牺牲。
And you have to be persevere in a long time, and more than likely you will have to sacrifice.
但很多时候基督徒就会停在这里。
And many Christians stop at this once.
没有完全的听从神的话。
They stop listening to God.
因为我们满足我们从前的胜利。
Because we want to satisfy our past life.
但是我想大家了解。
But I want you to realize one thing.
就是无论你的铁车是什么
，No matter what the iron chariot that you have,
神呢是有足够的力量去战胜这些东西的。
And I want to tell you that God has more than powerful to defeat all these things.
我希望呢，你记得这些小孩子刚刚唱这首诗歌。
I hope you remember that what the kid was just singing here.
他第一句话就是没有比我们的神的大能更大的能力。
The first verse that sing was that there's no greater power than the power of our God.
那我记得上个礼拜天的时候呢，我站在这里，我告诉大家。
And I remember last Sunday, I stood here and I tell everybody.
我说下个礼拜我们就有暑期圣经营。
And I say that we are going to have the vacation Bible camp.
但我看了天气预告，好像我们会下雨。
And but I look at the weather, I realize that we're more than likely to have rainy weather.
然后我就邀请大家为这个事情祷告。
As I invited you guys last week to pray about this thing.
那我相信呢，你们当中一定有人祷告了。
And I believe that many of you did pray.
啊，因为星期一、星期二呢，我们都没有在我们这个时间里面呢，暑期圣经营的时候下雨。
Because Monday and Tuesday, and it did not rain at the moment that we have to go out.
到星期三早晨。我六点起来的时候
，And on Wednesday morning as I woke up，
我就从我的电脑，我第一样事情就每一天都是简直看一看这一天的天气预告是怎么样。
As I open my computer, the first thing I always look at is the weather。
那么我就见到简直，他说呢，星期三哈、就是。其实是很高的机会呢，我们会在早晨的时候会下雨。
And we have more than 80% chance that we'll have rain. Looks like thunderstorm.
那么我就灵修了。
So I started my devotion time.
我灵修看圣经的时候呢，神就提醒我一个事情。
As I read the Bible, God reminded me one thing.
他就说。我是造天地海洋的神。
I am the Lord who created heavens and earth.
我看到这句话的时候呢，我心里面就说，我勉强祷告神改变这个天气啊。
So I try to ask God to change the weather.
原因呢，就是呢，我知道我从前有一个同事啊，他是念 气象的，就是这些天气报告的这个诅咒这样东西的。
So I once have a colleague there who study meteorology.
嗯，他说呢 ，Channel Five 这个什么 David Dow 是他从前教他的人呢。
So there's a David Dow in Channel Five. So the weather reporters.
Yes, yeah, 是他的老师。
So was once his teacher.
Okay. 那么呢，他说。48小时的天气预告，基本上是90% 准确的。
And he told me that once that the forecast within 48 hours is 90% accurate.
所以你看我当天已经是星期六的早晨6点了，他还告诉我要下雨。你说就是。你可以说一定会下雨的。
星期三早晨6点。
Okay,
so and Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. with such a forecast, and I want to say that it should be pretty accurate.
但是我想，神会不会为了我们39个小孩改变这个天气呢
？And I say this, will God actually change the weather just for these 39 children?
我想不太可能了。
And I thought this in my heart that not quite possible.
所以，但是呢，我就继续在家里面做，就是预备我的讲道啊。
So I continue to spend my time at home, doing my work.
到大概9点的时候
，And right about 9 a.m.
我就发觉呢，这个阳光太厉害了，我要把这个窗帘呢拉下来。
And I realize the sun is shining so bright, and I have to cover my curtain.
那么我就发觉，本来密云呢，现在变成出太阳了。
So and it was once the overcast and now it's sunny.
那么我再看我的手机。
And I look at my cell phone.
同一天9点的时候，他说今天会出太阳了。
And on the same day, again, and it turns to sunny.
所以星期三这天又没有下雨。
So on Wednesday we did not have any rain.
星期四也是天气很好。
So we also have a very good day on Thursday.
到星期五的早晨。
And on Friday morning.
那又来了，我又是就早晨6点的时候，我又去看看今天的天气。
And for the same thing happened at 6 a.m, I look at the weather.
那你看呢？他告诉你，这一天呢，又是会下雨的。
And once again, it said that today there will be rain.
我就在想，神已经祝福了我们4天了，大概有一天他忘了，这个也有可能呢。
So I thought this that maybe God has forgotten since He had already blessed us for 4 days already.
但是我们你要记得，就是好像这个小朋友的诗歌说。世上没有一个能力比我们的神的能力更大。
And just like what the children have seen, I want you to remember that there's no greater power than the power of our God.
到早晨8点的时候，天气就开始，太阳又出来了。
And in 8 a.m. in the morning, and the sun came out.
到我们吃中饭的时候，如果你有当天星期五有去帮忙的时候。我们吃中饭的时候，因为是在外面吃，我们要找一个地方呢躲起来，因为太阳太大了。
And as we spend our lunch outdoor, we even have to find a place with shades.
所以我们很多时候我们担心我们神没有这个能力。
And many times we are worried about the power of our God.
以色列因为怕他的敌人有这些高科技的武器。
The Israelites was afraid of their enemies with these technologies.
所以他们就没有完全遵守神的话。
So they did not fully obey what God told them.
以色列人第二个特征呢是，就是他们得胜呢，他没有持久。
One characteristic of their failure was, they prevail but not persistently.
那如果你刚刚读的这段圣经的时候呢，你就会发觉啊。
And as you read the scripture, you will realize one thing.
21章21节告诉我们，就是呢，这些便雅悯人呢，没有赶出住在耶路撒冷的耶布斯人。
So Urias and Benjamin, however, did not drive out the Jebusites who were living in Jerusalem.
那如果你记性好的时候呢，我们刚刚不是说神已经让这些犹大人呢攻取了这个耶路撒冷了吗？
As you remember that didn't the verse say that the Israelite did took down the Jerusalem?
为什么到二十一节的时候，他们却讲到这些耶布斯人住在耶路撒冷呢？
But why are these people that mentioned in 21 verse 21 that still say that Jebusites still live with them?
这个很简单呢。
And for a simple fact.
曾经犹太人把这个城市拿下，但是后来又给这些迦南人赢回来了。
There were once in this, the Israelites have won over the battle in the Jerusalem, but perhaps later Canaanites came back and occupied again.
那这里也给我们一个提醒。
And it reminds us for one thing.
我们成圣生活的得胜也是一个暂时的。
And our life.In sanctification is also temporary.
我想我们来教会的基督徒，我们都曾经立志。
And I realize that many of us who do come to church, Christian who come to church, you have decided one thing.
我要做一个好的基督徒。
You say that you want to be a true Christian.
我要爱我的太太。
I want to love my wife.
我要顺服我的丈夫。
I want to obey my husband.
或者你说我要按照圣经的教训去教导我的孩子。
And perhaps you say that I want to follow what the Bible taught to teach my children.
或者呢，我们不追求世上的名利。
Or you will say that I may not want to pursue the fame and also the wealth of this world.
但是那时候我们维持了几天、几个礼拜、几个月以后，我们又回去从前一样。
But as we continue and we persevere a couple of weeks later and then we go back to the same old thing.
我们不能持久。
We are not persistent.
那其实神呢给我们一个方法可以帮助我们持久的。
And God actually gave us one thing that will help us to be persistent.
就是神儿女中间的团契。
It's a fellowship of the children of God.
当你来到教会的时候呢，弟兄姊妹会彼此提醒。
And as you come to church, and brothers and sisters, and all of us encourage one another.
我们会彼此关怀，彼此带祷。
And we care for one another, and we pray for one another.
就好像呢，以色列人、犹大人，他要攻打的时候呢，他有的他的弟兄四面这个支派帮助他一同去攻打一样。
And like you see the verse that when Judah going for the battle, and Simeon did came and help.
当他的西缅去攻打的时候，犹大也去帮忙他。
And when Simeon went out, and the same thing, the Judah also went out with him.
那但是这个彼此影响的关系呢，也可以彼此连累对方了。
And but for such a mutual influence, could also bring negative.
啊，因为呢，当犹大不停止攻打这些迦南人的时候。犹大不再去攻打这些迦南人的时候。
Okay, so when Judah stopped attacking the Canaanites,
你看那下面的这些支派，他们也不去攻打这些迦南人。
And you realize that for the rest of the tribes also stopped doing that.
从二十一节到三十四节里面呢，记载了七个支派的名字。
And from verse 21 to verse 34, you saw that there are seven tribes.
他们都是说，比方说，便雅悯人没有赶出。这些什么什么地方的人
？So like Benjamites, did not drive out these people from these places.
你就发觉了，本来犹大是为什么不攻打了，就是他们不能。
And you realize that once why Judah did not attack because he was unable to.
但是呢，到后来的这些支派呢，就是他们不愿意。
But later, these tribes was actually turned to unwillingness instead of unable.
所以呢，神就找阿贝以色列人问他们：“你们为什么被约呢？”
So the Israelites and was being accused by God that why are you not willing?
神就宣告了他对以色列人的惩罚。
So that's when God declared His judgment.And his punishment to the Israelites.
二章三节的意思基本上是这样。
So in verse chapter 2, 31, the meaning was,
你们以色列人不把这些迦南赶出来，神我也不把他们赶出来。
In one way that this is how the it sounds like you do not drive out these people from the land of Canaan, and I will not and I shall keep them in there.
神还要告诉他们，这些迦南人呢会做他们肋下的荆棘。他们的神必做你们的网罗。
And so these people would become the traps for you, and their gods would become snares to you.
你有没有想过呢？这是为什么以色列人要保留这些迦南人
？So have you ever think of why the Israelites want to keep these Canaanites?
一方面，他不愿意长期跟他们打仗，做牺牲。
One way they do not want to have a long-term war with them and sacrifices.
但是另外一方面呢，实是有一个经济上面的利益的。
But in another way, the perhaps thought about the economically, the economical benefits.
你楼下这些迦南人，他就可以帮你做苦工啊。
So when we keep these people with them, we can make them to be hard labor.
你说多好啊！有人做你的奴隶，你就不需要做这些辛苦的工作了。
So isn't that pretty good that you have slaves, you have worker working for you?
何必把他们杀死呢
？So why should we kill them?
但是以色列人他没有想过，这些迦南人最后会成为以色列人的荆棘。
But the Israelites did not realize that these will actually become their traps.
你看一章三十三、三十四节的时候，你就会发觉。
And you saw this in chapter 1:30 and 34.
那三十三节呢，是讲到了这些拿弗他利的支派的人住在迦南人中间。
And you see that in verse 33, but the Naphtalites.To live among the Canaanites.
当他们没有赶出这些迦南人的时候，他就住在他们中间。
So they did not drive them out from the land, and they live among them.
但是你看到三十四节的时候就不一样了。
But you see in verse 34,
这些但支派的人呢，被这些亚摩利人，就是迦南的其中一族，赶到他们去山上。
And these Danites.So the Amorites actually confined the Danites to the hill country.
本来呢，但支派拥有的地是一块很好的一块地。
So originally, Danites has a very good land to enjoy.
但是因为他们没有完全遵守神的话的时候，最后这些迦南人反而呢，就是成为逼迫他们的人，让他们不能得到神完全的祝福。
And you realize that when they have these people living among them, so they actually took away all their blessings.
所以本来以色列人希望楼下迦南人成为他们的享受，最后成为他们的荆棘。
And originally, when they want to keep these people with them to be their slaves or whatnot, so but at the end, it become their traps and their snares.
那我记得呢，我有时候呢，我不听神的话，就是。
And I realize that many times when we choose not to listen to God.
比方说我喜欢追这些电视剧。
For example, I like to watch the TV drama.
但是呢，看到中段的时候。
And as we pursue the series, usually up to the midpoint.
到中段的时候，其实是我们说挨下去了，就是熬下去一样。
So you realize that when you watch a long series TV drama, when you come to a midpoint, is a lot of time people say like you try to push it on.
主要的原因你因为你想知道这个结局是怎么样。
Because you want to know just the ending.
好了，那么你全套看完。
Okay, finally you finish the whole series.
你的感觉是怎么样
？So what was your feeling?
这么烂的片，你还。敢放在电视上面播
？What a lousy drama, and yet we spend all our time on it.
其实这个就是以色列人的经验了。
So this was actually the experience of the Israelites.
那如果你不听神的话，只是在看电视上面
，And if you do not listen to God, and you yet spend a lot of time on TV.
那么可能你的损失还是小了。
And perhaps your losses wouldn't be too bad.
如果你的迦南人是你的男朋友
，But if these Canaanites is actually like your boyfriend,
发现是你的儿女
or maybe it's your children,
那么你的损失可能是很大
and your losses perhaps is even greater than
因为当我们不听神的话的时候
because when we choose not to listen to God,
神告诉你你最爱的会变成让你最伤心的人
because your beloved one will be the one who makes you the sad most.
所以以色列人听到神的审判的时候呢，他们就痛哭了。
So when the Israelites listen to God's punishment and they weep out loud.
他们哭到一个地步，这个地方要起名为波津。
So as they weep and they call this place Bochim.
波津的意思就是哭的意思。
So Bochim meaning weep, so weeping.
到二章五节的时候也告诉我们呢，以色列人在这边献祭。
So in chapter 2:25, and the Israelites also offered their sacrifice here.
当然是为了他的罪去献祭的。
So to redeem for their sins.
但是这个也是他们般信人的一个特征。
But this is also one characteristic of them being hard-hearted.
他们会后悔，但是他们不愿意去改变。
They will repent, but they did not actually. They regret about what they do, but they do not willing to change.
从二章六节到十九节里面呢，圣经就记载他们有一个循环。
So from chapter 2 all the way to the verse 19, and this is coming into a cycle.
这个循环基本上呢，就是以色列人呢行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
So what happened was the Israelites, they were doing what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
那么神就把以色列人交给他的敌人呢
So God gave them to their enemies.
那么以色列人在困苦里面呢，他就会呼求神呢
And because of the difficulties, the Israelite was distressed and they called to God.
最后神就派一个士师来拯救他们
And then God sent a judge to save them.
但是当他们经历这个平安以后呢，他们又开始再犯罪。
But as they go through, as they experience a peace, and then they go and sin again.
你就会发觉以色列人虽然为到他的罪后悔，但是他们是没有改变。
And you realize that the Israelite was regret of what they have done, but they do not change.
所以以色列人在二章里面，在波津这个地方所流的眼泪，我们说只是一些鳄鱼泪。
So we realize that when they weep.And when they cry in the land of Bochim, and they were just like crocodile tears.
就是这样子，圣经告诉我们，以色列经历了三百多年这个犯罪的循环。
And because of these, the Israelites been through 300 years of these cycles.
这个不单是一个循环，它是一个漩涡。
So it's just like a sewer.
这个漩涡会越转越低
So and it keep turning and deeper and deeper
因为以色列人总不断绝他们这些顽梗的恶性行
Because they refuse to give up their evil evil roots and practices and、stubborn ways
其实以色列人告诉我们一件事情
And the Israelites tells us one thing
人不能在失败当中学到功课
Because for us, we cannot learn the lesson of our we cannot learn a lesson from our failure.
人不会因为他上次输钱输得很厉害，下次就不去赌啊。
So people cannot due to losses in gambling, and then they will not go again.
人也不会因为他上一次婚姻。失败了，他下一个就会改变过来。
And people also cannot learn a lesson from their failed marriage, and they'll have a better one.
教养小孩，还有其他事情也是一样。
And in many ways, our children and in many things in is also the same thing.
但是呢，在四世纪二章十八节里面，神给我们一个希望。
But in the book of Judges, in verse 18, God gave us a hope.
虽然我们很多时候流的眼泪都是鳄鱼泪
Even though the many times what we have shed was like crocodile tears
但是十八节里面讲到因为他们因受欺压搅害就唉声叹气所以耶和华就后悔了
So for the Lord relented because of their groaning under those who oppressed and afflicted them.
当神见到我们很痛苦的时候，他主动去怜悯。
Because when God sees us in distress, He will have compassion on us. He will have mercy on us.
所以他就派他的拯救者，他的士师来救这些以色列人。
So that was why He sent these saviors, the judges, to save them.
不是人有什么好处。
It's not about we have any good things.
只是神知道。再过一阵子，他们又回到他们从前的。
Because God already know that they will continue to repeat their sins.
但是我们的神是一位愿意怜悯我们的神。
But our God is the one who have mercy on us.
就是为了这个原因，他先派他的儿子为我们死在十字架上。
So for this reason, He sent His only Son to die for our sins.
他等待我们去向他悔改。
He is waiting for us to come and repent to him.
虽然他知道基督徒还信有耶稣以后还是会失败。
Even though he knew that Christian like us would continue to go through this failure.
但是主耶稣天天为他的儿女去祷告。
But Jesus had prayed for his children.
这个就是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to give thanks to you.
因为你是大能的神。
Because you are the Almighty God.
你能够打败这些迦南人。
Because you can defeat the Canaanites.
你可以为了39个小孩改变这个天气。
And you change the weather for the sake of the 39 children.
所以我求神，你给我们信心。
And we ask you to give us faith.
就是我们会完全听你的话。
So we will continue to listen to you and obey you.
以知道我们能够得到神你所应许的这个丰盛的生命。
So we may grab and we will receive the abundance life as you promise.
我们为到我们从前的顽固求神赦免。
We want to repent about our stubborn ways and we ask of your mercy.
求主今天神你用你的话语去改变我们。
And today through your words we ask you to change us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.